It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had internet connection problems from Parkway and weren't able to bring you the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We were able to get the problems taken care of and we were able to broadcast the rest of the game with no disruptions. We have inserted our pregame talk with Coach Bayshore and we'll bring that to you now.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, talking to Coach Bayshore. And Coach, what are we looking at tonight with Parkway? What are we looking at from them, and what are we going to need to do to make this come out in our favor?
Well, I think for us, we have to get a little bit better on the defensive end. I think we give up too many easy baskets at certain times. We have to play with a lot of energy because they play with a lot of energy. They're real similar to us. They like to get out and run. They want the game to be fast-paced. So I think the team that can have the fewest turnovers is probably going to come out, has a really good chance of coming out on top. They're athletic. They do a lot of five-out motion. So, you know, for us to find people for our bigs to guard, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. This might be the first team we'll see in a while that'll be quicker than us. So we're going to sit down and play and try to use our advantage inside a little bit, and hopefully we can hit some shots.
All right. We appreciate it, Coach, and we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. We now join Dave Kalp and Harold Feely with the play-by-play very early in the game with very few short interruptions the rest of the game.
All four for the Parkway Panthers.
Yep,
and he's got two. Blaine Toby's got one.
That one just dropped in for Parkway. They'll take a 4-2 lead. Indians with the ball down on there under the court. Starting for the Indians was Mr. Kanapke, Mr. Schmitz. We got Derek Judy. We got Peyton Judy. And we had Blaine Toby in there as our starting lineup for the Indians tonight. Looks like Noah's coming in right now for Blaine. For the Indians, they have number 3, Dylan Hughes, which is the coach's and
Fort Recovery ties there.
He betcha he does. Mason Baxter, Jack Weehee, Preston Stober, and Caleb Kinney, starters for the Parkway Panthers. There's a nice drive by Derek Judy, and he just missed it.
Good finish. Nice job, though, Derek.
Leonard,
Preston Stober. Boy, Derek's going
Nice
there.
Job. Derek took that one right to the hoop with his left hand, laid it in there for a nice bucket.
Hand. Nice job,
4-4
Derek.
Ball game now.
Place D here in a 1-2-2 we were in. By
Preston Stober.
Stober boys, they were here years ago.
Yep, absolutely. There's a steal by Noah. Pass down to Grant. Grant into Schmitty. Schmitty with a turnaround. Good.
Yeah, boy, Clay. Nice turnaround on the baseline. And he's got the lead 6-4 on the Recovery Insurance scoreboard. First quarter.
There's a nice reverse layup right there by Caleb Kinney.
Caleb Kinney's got them all. He's got all 6 for him. Good start for him.
No full court pressure by any team.
D-O-S-T.
Frank Kanapke with the ball in the wing. Out to the top of the key to Schmitty. Schmitty down to Derek Judy. Derek takes it hard to the hole. Passes over to the corner to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy up with the 3 and nails it.
Nothing but nylon on that
nice
one.
Shot right there, Petey Judy.
Nice shot, Petey.
Gives us a 9-6 lead here with 3:07 to go in the count for the Fort Recovery Insurance.
First quarter. first of the half, I think, the first quarter.
Boy, I like seeing him taking that ball the hole like that.
Yeah, absolutely. He looked aggressive there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe he's maybe had the coach in his ear a little bit this week.
Well, possibly. You know, I think he was trying to play great defense and worried about that. And
I tell you what, our computer guy is working his tail off.
Making Reese work hard tonight, buddy.
Reboot, reset, redo. All right, Parkway with the ball. Indians got a 9-6 lead here in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. There's a three ball by number 22, up and no good. Rebound, tip in by number 40. No! Man, that thing was sitting on the rim forever, Harold. That was a nice tip in right there by Caleb Kinney. Sat there on the back of the rim forever.
I think that foul's on Dylan Hughes. His first, his
Picks
second.
Up the
and he's walking up.
And he's with the ball over the timeline. Is there to Judy? Passes off to Grant Konapke. Grant looks around for a shot. Passes up to the top of the key to Noah Lawrence. Back over to Konapke. He throws down into Schmitty.
Looking to get to Schmitty. Schmitty going to work.
Schmitty turns and pops off the front of the rim. Over. Nice rebound by Noah. Puts it up, misses it. And a rebound by Kinney.
So did nice job on the offensive
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
Just a little strong with the shot.
There's a steal by Derek. Derek going down the floor. Fast break layup, and he gets the ball tipped away. Nice play by number 22.
Slusher.
Caden Slusher. Kinney will take the ball out below their own basket. Derek Giddy with the ball. He gets it into the top of the key to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz puts moves on, loses the ball, and it's going to be a turnover Indian.
Yeah.
Kinney with the ball. Fast break down.
Oh, that's too bad.
And we got a foul on Peyton Giddy.
Boy, it looked like he double dribbled there. We might have forced it out of his hand, I guess.
Yeah, there might have been a push or a force out of there.
He got a foul on there.
I think it was Peyton.
Looks like, yeah, number two. Peyton Giddy here. His first.
Now the Parkway will take it out and blow their own basket. Parkway into Kinney, out to Hughes. Back to Kinney, spin move. Nice block right there by Noah Leonard. Noah timed that perfect, got up and put it right back in his face.
He sure did.
Petey with a move, he comes down, dribbles off a guy's foot, and the ball goes the other way again. Fast-paced game right here, folks.
Well, they are.
Down into the corner. Now Tanner, number 10, picks up a pop. Rebound, Noah Leonard, off to Peyton Giddy.
Noah did a nice job tipping the ball up.
Absolutely. Number 10 is Corey Walls, shooting on that last shot for Parkway.
Yep. Full recovery insurance, first quarter scores 9-6 right now, 1 minute to go. First quarter.
Grant Konapke with the ball over toward the top of the key. Makes a move, picks up the shot off the backboard and off the rim, no good. Kinney with the rebound.
For foul, he didn't get it.
Ball down to Hughes, over to the corner. Slusher back to Kinney. 45 seconds left in the quarter.
I didn't think it was a foul. I would guess on Noah Leonard. He's looking at him anyhow. He might have caught him on elbow coming across the lane, I think.
Is that right?
I think so.
Good call, intentional foul. You are right.
Actually, it may be a 50 on Parkway. He was staring at Noah coming across there.
I think Parkway's going to shoot some free throws there.
Yeah,
moving the guys back
out of the way. That's what it is. Yeah, it looked like he might have kind of chucked him a little bit on the way across. But
needless to say, Caleb Kinney going to the line here to shoot one. That is up and good.
9-7 on the old Sport Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Looks like he's going to get two shots here and a technical foul. Up and good.
Got them both. He has all 8 points.
Yes, he does, Mr. Kinney. 8 points.
He's going to take a break, too.
Yep, going to give him a 45-second rest here before this quarter is over. And now Parkway will take the ball out on the side. Looks like they're going to give it to him and blow the bucket.
They sure are. Looks like they may kind of sit around and wait on the last shot.
Yeah, they might. We'll see what happens.
Coming out.
Slusher with the ball. Over to number 10, Corey Walls.
We got the new guys came in.
Yeah, back to Slusher. Number 14, Jack Weehee, one of the starters.
Weehee. Indians playing just a straight-up man right now.
Yeah, I think they're going to be content to take a last shot here in the first quarter.
Indians with a one-point lead here with 19 seconds to go.
Oh, he just threw it out of bounds.
Turnover Parkway. Nice job, boys. Now we get a chance
now
to hold him,
huh? Take the last shot, huh?
Absolutely.
Looks like Blaine Covey's going to come back in for the Indians today.
Blaine coming in for...
Like Owen, maybe.
Owen Shane. Owen Shane popped in there, yeah.
Popped in, played a little D for us.
Speedy's going to bring the ball down. He takes it over the timeline and passes off to Schmitty at the top of the key. Clayton Pearson in the game for the Indians also.
5 seconds on the clock. He's got
Speedy
it.
With the ball.
His own move.
With a step back and Aggie's going to get fouled on 3-point shot.
He will get three.
You know, nice move right there, yeah.
Sometimes, David, he kind of leaned in to get that shot, and a lot of times the umpire referee
won't call that. Yeah.
But they did. Luckily,
I think he got him in the air a little bit. That might have helped him.
He did catch him on the way out. But I think Petey wanted to make sure he knew I got hit. So.
Yep, so with 1 second left, Petey goes to the lottery. He's going to shoot one, and he misses it off the back of the iron.
We have 1 second left on the old
Fort Carey Insurance scoreboard.
9-8, inning later.
That was a quick quarter.
I love the quick quarter. Of course, we were only on about a minute and a half.
That's true. Second one up and good by Petey. 10-8 in favor of your Indians.
Good crowd tonight, Dave.
Yes, sir. Parker's got their side
full. Got her full.
That one's in and out. Rebound, and there's your horn.
Quarter in the books.
One quarter in the books. Four recovery, 10. Parkway 8. We'll be back after these messages.
Is about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know. Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, we're back. You're getting ready for the second quarter.
Indians lead 10-8.
Here in Rockford, Ohio. MAC basketball.
We have a new lineup in here. Looks like Derek Judy and Peyton Judy, Blaine Toby, and
Owen Chase.
Greg Kanapke, and I think Owen.
Yep,
Shane in the lineup.
Indians get the ball. First possession here of the second quarter. Peyton Judy over to Derek. Derek on the side of the. Of the key and over to Grant. Grant with his first shot of the game, I think. Nope, that one's up and off the back of the iron on a three-pointer, and that's going to be a rebound Parkway. They hustle it down the floor, knocked away by Owen Shane, and
didn't keep the handle there, I think.
Going to stay with the Panthers.
Nice job by Derek Judy trying to save that. He kept it back, but Owen couldn't get the handle on it. Then we go to Parkway.
Parkway takes
our second quarter. Pharmacies, our second quarter scoreboard.
Turned over by the Parkway Panthers, down to Grant Kanapke, up and in.
Attaboy, Grant. Nice play.
Nice deal right there by Derek, down to Grant.
Good lay it in.
4-point lead now for the Indians.
12-8.
Parkway with the ball. They're working inside. Stolen by Petey Judy. Petey brings it down over the timeline, puts the move on, takes it to the hole, and puts it in and gets fouled.
That's a good take there by Petey.
Puts it in and gets fouled. Nice job by number two, Peyton Judy. Indians are now with a 6-point lead. A lot more aggressive than this Friday night here.
Absolutely. We're going after it this time.
Yeah, a lot more.
Not just standing out there waiting for it to come to us. We're bringing the action to them.
Absolutely. I like it, too.
Foul is on Preston Stober. I think this is first.
Indy goes back to the line to shoot his hand one, and it's up, and gets the roll. It's good.
Good boy.
15-8 now in favor of the Indians. Parkway with the ball, and they bring it over the timeline. Kenny with the ball out at the top of the key. Over to Hughes. Hughes looks around, throws it across court, over to Slusser. Slusser drives, kicks it back out.
Mason Baxter's got it right now. He's doing it on the floor also.
Yes, sir. Hughes with the ball now. Down in the corner to Slusser. Slusser in and back out. Impatient here with the ball. And McKinney back out again. Kenny with about an 18-footer. Up and in and out. Rebound, PDG.
He's hustling down the floor.
He's coming down wide open. That's going to be a zip pass. Oh, nice job by Grant Kanapke. He steals it away from Kenny. Goes back to the three-point line. Turns. Pops it. Nailed it.
Nice job.
Wow.
Basket by Mr. Kanapke and a timeout Parkway.
How about that turn of events right there?
I'll tell you what.
Timeout Parkway.
That's what a little hustle will do for you.
10-point lead now. 18-8 in favor of your Indians. We'll take a quick break during the timeout. Yeah, be back in a bit.
Scoreboard. Nice job.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BVI at K&L Tractor. The BVI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BVI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BVI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. Harold, we're back. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. Indians lead by 10.
Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Got us up 18-8.
With about 6 minutes.
Parkway boys bring the ball across the timeline.
Ooh, we're going to try a little trap out of
there. Yeah, we were. We're going to try a little something different, D. We're in a man-to-man defense. He's with the ball down in the corner. Back out to Slusser at the top of the key. Slusser to Kenny on the side. Back out to the top of the key.
Indians kind of playing a little matchup zone here.
Yeah, we got a little something going. It's not really a... We're just kind of in that... Looks like a 2-3 zone, and then all of a sudden we match
almost
up.
It's kind of a quick matchup.
There's a quick shot right there by number 5. Rebound
nice
by,
blocked out by Derek.
Derek's coming across the line in a hurry.
Drop
down to the corner. Petey with a three ball in the corner.
Nice job by Derek. Getting a nice pass down there. Petey sets his feet. Drops that three.
Man, that's fun to watch him run up and down the floor.
Absolutely. They're going to go 100, knock shots down like that. That makes it a lot of fun.
You can't keep up with it as a broadcaster. I can tell you that.
There's no chance. The big fella got another bucket.
Yep, Kenny with a rebound, and he puts it back in for a bucket for Parkway to make it 21-10.
21-10? 21 for the Indians and 10 for Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, no kidding.
He got him on.
Derek Judy with the ball. He goes straight to the hoop. He's going to be
nice
fouled
job.
By Kenny.
Nice job. Going to shoot a couple here.
Right now, he's seeing the hole, and he goes.
Yep, and he knows he's quicker than anybody out there right now. And
that's for sure.
Taking advantage of it.
Looks like Clay Schmidt's coming in for the Indians here.
Oh, Kenny, first foul. 13's fifth.
Free throw up and good by Bad Judy.
Like Schmidt's coming back and replacing Owen Shane.
Yep. And Slusser's going out, and who came in there? Zach Weehee back in the ball game. That one's up and off the rim, and the rebound goes to Parkway.
Good hustle by Blaine Toby, getting after it.
Hughes with the ball. He brings it down fast. Baxter with it now. He drives the baseline, goes up and scores.
Got it. Took it off baseline there a little bit better.
Yeah, he took it hard to the hole.
Right by it.
It ends with the ball now. Smitty, nice pass down to Blaine Toby. Blaine with one up, and it goes off the back of the rim. No good.
A little hard there, but a good pass by Schmidt.
Hughes is going to go all the way, and they're going to call a blocking foul.
And they're going to count the bucket.
Wow. Looked to me like Derek was sitting there pretty decent. Hughes came down, put a move on him, and...
Bit, but he might not have been completely squared with him.
Yeah, I agree.
I also thought maybe the foul happened before the shot.
I agree.
If I could hit him, jump back down, and then shot the ball, and it still counted it.
Don't disagree with you.
Like Clayton Pearson is going to check in for the Indians.
Clayton comes in for Derek Judy. Give Derek Judy a break. Dylan Hughes is line for his and one. It's up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Blaine Toby. Laying off to Petey. Petey's going to bring her down across the timeline. They're going to set up a little
trap in the corner.
And they're going to get it from him. Now they're going to call a foul on Parkway.
And a technical.
And a technical on the coach.
Coach, I think, jumped up on Alan Dave and went crazy on the call. And I don't think the assistant coach is supposed to stand up. So he got that.
Yeah.
Doug, he's nothing happy with
that. Yeah, Doug, he's right now, he's thinking, oh, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on here.
It was the right call because they kind of attacked Petey there on the dribble and fouled him. Once they made the call, the JV, or the assistant coach, jumped up.
He got the T.
And he got the T.
All right, with 4 minutes and 23 seconds, Petey will go to the line, shoot the technical, and he's going to miss the first one.
Come on, Petey, shake it off.
It ends up by 8, 22-14. Second one for Petey. Up, and that was
that's
good.
Better. That's better.
So the Eagles take it out on the side now.
Back to Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. It's 23-14 with about 4:23 left.
Clayton Pearson takes it out right in front of us.
Gets it in to Petey Judy.
Petey's going to bring it to the
line. Yeah.
He 11 points already.
He looks aggressive. And
it. Lane Toby with the ball at the top of the key. He gets it over to Petey in the corner. Grant comes around with a
nice shot and nails
it. Nice shot. Nice pick right there by Clayton Pearson. Set up.
Well done by Clayton.
Set up Grant, and he nails that three. And there's a drive and rebound by Fort Recovery on the other end already.
Clayton Pearson's bringing her up.
Clayton over to Grant. Grant's got a hot hand tonight. He wants
yes,
to shoot.
Yes, he does.
Office Smith at the top of the key.
Long three.
Petey with a long three.
Petey.
And he nails, I think that's his third three.
Yes, it is. Timeout Parkway.
Timeout for the Parkway Panthers.
I tell you what, the Indians came to play tonight, Dave.
Absolutely. It is fun to announce this game, let me
yes,
tell
sir.
You.
Much better than last week.
29-14 with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. We'll be back in a second.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here, Harold.
Back at
Parkway.
Her. Back at it.
Nice 15-point lead here.
Absolutely.
Nice 10-0 run.
Absolutely. Panthers with the ball. They work it down inside. Get it down in there to Preston Stobart. He gets, he just loses the ball. I think they call a foul.
Yeah.
They?
No foul.
No,
just
no foul. Panthers with the ball.
I went off his leg. I can't see it quite as good.
Baxter with the ball. He gets it out to Hughes. Just a couple feet over the timeline.
Oh, that's right. Now Doug's got to sit down, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to come out of your seat.
Indians with a rebound. Missed shot right there by number 14, Jack Weehee. Indians with the ball. They bring it down. Petey goes up.
Got to call that foul. Nice shot.
Not going to call that foul. And Petey does get the roll on that back bucket. Makes it 31-14 in favor of the Indians.
That was that call where they don't make the call.
That's exactly what you were talking about, Harold.
Absolutely. It looked to me like he got clobbered.
Panthers with the ball now. Indians back into that 1-2-2.
Into the zone, didn't we? Yep. I'll tell you what, Coach Bayshore does a nice job.
Nice shot right there. I'll tell you what, that young man can score some points. Caleb Keating right now with 13 points.
Yep. 13-17.
Indians now bringing over the timeline. PD Kennedy over to Grant Kanacki. They're kind of passing it back and forth, top of the key.
Timeout.
And we're going to have a timeout.
Indians. Yeah, a little 30-second timeout.
We'll keep it right here and talk about this game. Boy, it's fun to watch these kids get
up
and down.
It is amazing the difference between a week mix, you know?
I swear to God, it's not the same team out there.
Sure, it doesn't look the same. This is actually a pretty good Parkway team. They're coming out into this game with a 2-2 record. They played Winskill, Goshen, and Bakken, won both of those games, and played really close with a really good Van Oort team and
solid
a very
Van
good
Texas team.
Hanging close with both of them. So I thought this was going to be a battle, but
so far, man, we
brought the intensity tonight. That's what Coach Bashore is trying to get across to these guys. I think when you bring that intensity, we're going to be tough to beat.
Well, it was certainly fun to watch, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. Much more fun to watch.
Wayne Tebby back in the ballgame for the Indians. Looks like we got Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz. Blaine Toby
didn't get it here. The JV score, we did get a W tonight, too. I think 50-40 was the final.
Yep, I believe you're right.
Ian Homan and Brian Benn led the JV team. 15-13, I think.
Nice game by those two boys.
Both the kids had a great game.
And then with the ball, they work it into Schmitty. Schmitty puts a move on, goes up. Off the rim. Blaine goes for the rebound. He doesn't get it. Parkway comes away with it.
Schmitty did everything right there except for the basket going in.
Just didn't finish it.
A nice move. Very strong move. And just couldn't get her to drop.
Dylan Hughes with the ball. He's got it out to the top. Yep, we're back in that matchup. Clayton Pearson following him around. Indians playing pretty good D. These guys
They are making it tough on them.
Yeah, these guys are kind of confused here a little bit. They want to run there. We're switching back and forth on them all the time and confusing them a little bit. There's a three-pointer right there.
Shot
by Mason Baxter.
Baxter, tough shot there.
That makes it 31-20 in favor of our Indians with a minute 15 to go in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. He's going to bring it down, gets it over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton back over to Peyton. He brings it into the top of the key. Back out, just working the ball around a little bit, taking a little clock now, down to 55 seconds. There's a pass down to Grant in the corner. Back out to Petey. Petey makes a head fake, takes it to the hole, and going to be no good. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. He goes up, no good.
Good job. Blaine Toby.
Rebound, Blaine Toby. He gets it, and jump ball.
They call it a jump ball. That was a quick jump ball.
That was an aggressive job by the Indians getting there and getting the rebounds.
Blaine Toby ripped it away. I thought they both had it for maybe a half a second.
Yeah,
he ripped it away and had a layup, and they called it a jump ball.
Absolutely. Possession Panthers. Indians up by 11. Panthers are going to bring it across the timeline. Indians back in here, 1-2-2. Tipped away by Grant, out of bounds.
Grant, good job.
Panthers take it out right in front of us here in the slusher.
Nice.
That one's going to be tipped away and back over to Grant. Grant comes up with a reverse layup and makes it. Nice job right there. Grant Kanapke with a nice move, and that makes it 33-20 with 20 seconds to go.
We kind of trapped him there a little bit and got that kid off guard, and Mr. Hughes handed it to us.
Yep, hooked that ball away from him, and away we go. It's going to be a foul right there on Grant Kanapke. He reached, just tried to poke it away from him when he got around him. And
yeah, referee's looking right at him there. He might have got away with that somewhere else.
Yeah, that's going to be foul number 6, I think, for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Yep.
Or maybe it's just foul number 5. I hope maybe they're going to put one more out there.
Must have quick.
Nobody's going to get the bonus. There's a big long shot right there, and a 3 by Hughes.
Hughes hit.
Big shot right there, and that was big momentum swing right there. The Indians are up by 10, 33-23 at halftime. We'll take a quick break and come back. If we can get some stats, we'll go over them.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recover, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of liver spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of liver spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath liver spreader is designed with a poultry griller in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Got Spencey sitting in now. We're in trouble. Well, I tell you what, I think I just figured out why Parkway has a gigantic crowd here tonight, because there's about 75 little girls that are going to do a cheerleading. Got a little routine here. I bet you there's a bunch of grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads out there watching.
Makes perfect sense.
Hey, great cheater, first man. Half for the Indians, huh?
Absolutely. We came out aggressive, Harold, and it was fun to watch. And
sure was.
I tell you what, with all the guards that we got and the ball handlers that we have, I mean, even our biggest guys can really kind
of handle
the ball.
Yeah.
So when we're flying down the court like that, they're all ready for the ball. They never know when's coming, with Petey throwing, Derek throwing. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we're finding them open guys for them open looks, and then nailing them.
Absolutely. And they, you know, you want to push it. I know Coach Mayshore wants to push it and get that up-tempo. But if you push it out of control, then it doesn't work. But
right.
Tonight, we are in control. We're making the right passes, like you said, getting good open looks for three. And then right now, Grant Canapi and Petey are knocking down them shots.
Absolutely.
When they're open. And, boy, that makes us a tough team to beat.
Yeah, that's for sure. If you put 16 and 10 on the scoreboard in the first half with those two players, I tell you what, the Kenny kid from Parkway is putting on a show, too, with 13 points.
Yeah, 13 out of him. And he actually had a three, too. So he's a big man playing everywhere.
Absolutely. And we talked to Mr. Triple when we came in.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Matt, the AD here at Parkway. And he was right. He said, we're about 6'3 across the board, and that's about exactly what they are. They're all
missing a big kid, but they're all pretty athletic, good-looking kids. So. And this thing's far from over. They just had a big three at the buzzer there by Hughes. And I noticed Coach Hughes jumping off the bench there with his fist pump going into the talk to his boys. He'll have a good speech for them boys and bring them out fired up. We got to come out with that same intent.
Oh, without a doubt, because if we don't, they're going to come out and they may change some things up. And they're a long way from being out of
their way right back into this game if we let them.
That's for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Spencey wants to pay some bills. We'll be back in a second.
What is this happening?
The third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Wayne Street at night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock.
Proud.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, I believe we're back here at Rockford Cooper Farm halftime show.
Absolutely. Hey, we were just talking. You guys got a big thing going here Wednesday night, so the FRR is going to have their Christmas.
Yes, we are. We're excited, Davey. We're going to have our third Christmas show. The first two just were so much fun, and it's just such a great thing to be able to give to the local families that need some help right now. They're going through some tough times.
Have we announced who that's going to yet, or is
I think Jack's kind of starting to get them out on the on Facebook, and so if you want to check our media, follow me, follow Bob, Jack, Bill, anybody, Neil, Fort Recovery Radio. We're retweeting everything that's being put out there. I think we have at least four or five families that we're going to try to help. We got some great entertainment coming up. You know, the nuns are coming up, going to sing a little bit. We've got some great people coming up. We've got the mayor. You know him?
The mayor's coming.
The mayor's going to come talk to us a little bit.
You didn't know you were going to be there, did you?
Better now.
By the way, hey, can you talk Wednesday night?
What time am I needed? I got a pretty tight schedule.
Big tough schedule on Wednesday night. Hey, Calvin, let's run down the scoreboard here. I think we got, for Parkway, they've got 23 points. Dylan Hughes has 5. Mason Baxter has 5. And Mr. Kenny has 13 for 23. And for the Indians, I think they have... Looks like Petey leads us with 16 points, and Grant's got 10. Derek Judy has 3. And looks like Schmitty's got 2. And Mr. Blaine Toby's got
Blaine's
2
got
for
two.
A 33 count.
Yep.
10-point lead. And like we said, it's far from over. We got
about
ready to go.
Without a doubt, the Indians are back out on the floor. Here comes the Parkway Panthers with about 2.5 minutes to go here at halftime. I tell you what, if we can keep up the intensity, like you said, Harold, in the second half, I think it's going to be hard to beat us.
It will be. It will be. You know,
neither team really put full court pressure on either one of them in the first half.
And you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming.
Right. The closest thing we saw was maybe a couple half court traps there. And
Feeding
that foul on the one and turned into a technical on the assistant coach.
It's going to be an interesting game before this thing's over. Because these two teams are pretty well matched up.
Yeah, they are. And then we threw a little pressure at them right there at the end of the first half and stole one and got an easy bucket off of it. So it shows that a little pressure would go a long way. We'll see once what happens here in the second half.
We just got to keep up that intensity, keep shooting the ball like we are, and let's get out of this gym with a W tonight.
Absolutely. It's always good to drive home with a victory in the pocket.
Yes, sir. Actually, we got started a little late, too, and we forgot to mention the old tin cover tip-off.
Well, we had some technical difficulties, folks. I hope everybody's listening.
We sure don't want to forget about the tin covers.
Nope. Yeah, we missed all our pregame stuff.
But we're back at her anyhow.
Hopefully
we can stay online for a little while. At least another hour. Get us in and out of here.
Without a doubt.
About time for a break?
Yep.
We're about to 1 minute.
We'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over
over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Reese has got us back on here.
All right.
Getting ready for the start of the second half action here. MAC basketball.
Just so happy radio. That guy we were just listening to is our third quarter scoreboard guy.
Mr. Chad
Fowler. Mechanical.
Awesome. It is a good first possession here in the start of the third quarter.
Just set up the old backdoor play.
Yeah,
Parker
way had it figured out.
Spin around, move by Grant Connect. He didn't get her, though.
Rebound by Blaine.
Tipped away.
Parkway with the ball, and they're going to come down there.
Oh, there's butter on that. Somebody was eating popcorn.
Yep.
Whoever
was holding the basketball at halftime was eating popcorn.
Somebody was eating the popcorn and got butter all over that. Because nobody can hold on to it.
Here we go. Even the Fort Recovery boys are laughing a little bit.
Yep.
Derek's going to bring it across the timeline for the Indians. He gets it over to Grant. Grant back out to the top of the key to Clay Schmitz. Grant with it on the wing. Back out to Derek. Derek's going to put a move down.
That a boy, Derek.
Just put his head down, went right around the defender, and had an easy layup for an easy deuce. 35-23 in favor of our Indians.
Got our little wide.
Indians back out. Looks like a 3-2.
Kind of challenging them. We're daring them to shoot the ball from the outside.
I like the idea of us switching that defense up all the time. There's a long three right there by number 20, Preston Stober.
Nice shot.
Set up for that perfect and nailed it.
Up to the 9 on the old Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. Oops, lazy pass.
There, and that's going to be stolen by Stober again. Stober goes down. He lays it in. 5 quick points for the Parkway Panthers, and now it's 35-28.
Stay sure says, let's go make those passes. Come on.
Well, it was just a high floater, Eddie.
Yeah, just kind of floated over there, and they made a nice play.
Parkway doing a little trap here at half court. A little wing trap, I would call it. Back and forth goes the Judy boys. Back over to Grant in the corner. Grant's going to step up, and that was off the back of the rim. Rebound.
Good looking shot. We'll take that.
Yeah, he's wide open. Got to shoot that every time. Hughes with a...
That's going to get a
time out. Dylan Hughes with the drive and layup, and that's going to make it 35-30.
Now it's going to get a time.
And timeout for recovery. In a matter of 2 minutes.
Yep. That's
the Parkway boys put themselves
up. Who's going to come out hot in that third quarter?
They put themselves right back in this thing. We'll take a quick timeout. Indians lead 35-30.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We got nothing. He's still lucky.
Yep. We're hoping we didn't get any 50-50 tickets. We're hoping our partner across the way
got the winner.
Yeah, it don't look too promising over there, does it?
It's not. I'm looking real happy.
All right, Indians get the ball out.
All right.
After the timeout. Leading by 5 here with about 6 minutes to go. On the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Grant Kanapke with the ball over to wing. Throws out to Blaine Kanapke at the top. Grant with the ball again. He comes around, makes a move. Steps back, gets it over to Blaine. Blaine now in the corner down to Derek Judy. Back to Peyton Judy at the top of the key.
Be patient here. Be patient.
Indians get it down, working in the Smitty. And he's going to throw it away. Turnover Indians. And the Parkway Boys come right down the floor. There goes Dillon again. He goes up, and he's going to get no good on that shot. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. He's coming down in a hurry. That's going to get away from us.
Getting a little bit too much of a hurry there, Harold.
Yeah, we talked about that at the halftime there. You know how good we've been attacking and under control, and we weren't under control.
Yep, turnover Indians. So Dillon Hughes now has the ball, and he's going to bring it across the timeline for the Parkway Panthers.
Yep.
Indians in there, 1-2-2.
That's intensity.
Boy, nice shot right there. That kid can get up in the air.
That kid.
Wow.
He is elevated pretty nice on that.
Nobody in the gym going to block out.
Nope.
35-32 now, Indians. Their lead down to three. There's Grant Kanapke over in the corner. Back out to the gym. Nice pass to Blaine inside. Blaine's going to get it tipped away. Recovered by Judy. Judy goes up for the board. He doesn't get it. Blaine goes up for it. And now we're going to be a foul on the Parkway Boys.
I think Blaine got fouled there. Looks like Jack Weehee might have got him.
Tell you what, good hustle in there by Blaine Toby. He's working his butt off in there.
What he's been doing. That's three on Weehee.
And they're going to take him out. They're going to bring in number 10, Corey Walls. And he's taking out below their own bucket.
No, Corey's brother was a heck of a baseball player.
Is that right?
Yeah, good pitcher.
Smitty with a nice spin move, up and good.
Nice.
Wow.
Smitty has a tough move.
He kind of got pushed. He was falling down, and he still made the bucket. Much needed bucket for the fourth.
Well, we did need that. We need to stop the bleeding there.
Indians back to a 5-point lead. Parker with the ball. Indians still playing their 2-3 zone. Parker with the ball over on the wing. Working back down into Kenny. Kenny goes inside. Up and in by number 10, Corey Walls.
Nice play by them.
Absolutely. Nice in, nice feed inside and a good move. So the Indians are going to bring it back down up three. Kenny with the ball over to Grant. Works it down into Blaine. Blaine with a turnaround off the front of the rim, and that's no good.
A little short there. A little half up short.
Parkway going wide open.
Down the floor. Down the block.
Wow. Looked like Derek was down there to take the charge.
And he was there plenty of times.
I couldn't argue that one.
Oh, boy.
Shot goes in, 37-36, and looks like Corey Walls is going to go to the line for the and one to tie this thing up. Wow. How quickly things can change.
Boy, that 10-point advantage.
That one's up and good. 37-37 now. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the Fire Mechanical scoreboard. Brand new ball game.
Boy, Parkway's intensity really
came up. Fans are getting into it, and they're getting fired up. And
Indians need to get stepping up here and match that intensity.
Indians will take it out of bounds right in front of their team.
Petey.
One pass down to Petey Judy. We got to get Petey on the move here. He doesn't have a point here in this third quarter.
He's stuck out there on top. We need to move him somewhere else.
There's one end up. Derek goes in with a drive, and he's going to be fouled on the shot. He'll take two.
Might be on Keenan, too. Yeah. His second, maybe.
Come on, Derek. We need these, babe.
Yeah. Knock him in. Derek steps up to the Hall Brothers foul line.
First one up and good.
He's got it. Looks like Clayton's coming in.
Clayton's coming in. And Shady's coming in.
Yep. Don Shady's going to come in. Get somebody a little breather, I think, Smitty.
Clayton's coming in for Clayton. Yep. And looks like Clayton's coming in for Clay. And looks like Clayton's coming in for Derek, probably.
He's waiting on Derek to make the free throw.
And he does.
Nice job right there. We'll give Derek a blow there, too.
3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Parkway inbounded, gets it across the timeline.
And we're back to man-to-man.
Dillon Hughes with the ball.
He's back
in the ball game. No guard and Kenny.
There you go.
Trips him up. Nice job right there.
There you go.
Nice job right there. Big steal right there by Noah. Good pass by Clayton.
Getting them big
and a finish by Payton.
Nice job, buddy.
Makes it 41-37 in favor of our Indians.
Get another one of
them. Dillon Hughes with the ball now at the top of the key.
We're back to man-to-man now. Straight man-to-man. Sometimes you need to play a little man-to-man just to get that intensity.
I think so. And it screws them up because they're used to going down for that day, and then we're in the...
Nice block right there by Noah Leonard. Petey with the ball. Petey's taking it to the hole.
Yes,
and it hits the ball. I don't know how that would
work. Wow. He kind of cupped that thing and threw it up there somehow, and it went in.
Oh, defensively, bad job there.
Oh, yeah. Nice move by Dylan Hughes. He looked like he was going to take it back out and just turned right around and went right back to the hole.
Sure did. He caught
kind of a Steve Alford move right there.
That was a good move.
Big three for Petey. Right back at it. Petey says,
straight down the floor, and Petey says, give me the ball, and he fires that one up. That's 23 points now for number two, Peyton Judy, for the Indians. Yes, Indians sir. Lead 46-39 now with 1:58 to go, third quarter.
Scoreboard. We're hanging in there. Come on, now get out of there.
Long shot right there by number 20, Preston Stober.
Boy, he's having a heck of a third quarter.
He's got all 10 in the third quarter here.
Yep.
Indians now with the ball. They bring it down across the timeline. They're up by 4. 1:30 to go here.
They got out
quarter.
Of their trap there, didn't they, Dave? They're going back to a man-to-man team.
Yeah. Grant now with a three ball. That's up and off the back of the rim, and that's going to be rebound Parkway, and here they come. Dylan Hughes, he's not going to stop, and he's going to have to stop and pull it up. And now he's got it back out.
He's over here just clapping.
Why wouldn't he?
He's on fire. He wants it.
Hughes has got it at the top of the key over to Baxter Miller on the side.
Ooh, just about.
About lost that one over the timeline. Stover's going to go in there and make a move.
No call.
Now Kenny's coming in, and there's going to be a foul called on Grant Konecki, I think.
Yeah, I think he might have got caught. A little body there. Yep. Grant's second foul, I believe. And only our team's second.
Quick takes it out, blow their own bucket. And he's still in there man-to-man. Dylan Hughes with the ball at the top of the key, being guarded by Grant. Clayton's guarding that Stover kid. He's got his hands full right now. He's on fire.
Yeah, sad. Boy, he is. He's had a great quarter.
Parkway being patient with the ball, just running a motion offense right now. There's a move by Stover. He goes in, and he has to kick it back out. And that's going to be a three ball Nathan Baxter.
Baxter with a big three. They're hot.
46-45 now.
Indian Mechanical scoreboard.
Indians lead by one.
This is going to be a hot quarter for Parkway.
Oh, man, they're on fire. 13 seconds left to go in the quarter. Grant Konecki with the ball on the wing.
Sure, we're going to try to get the last shot here. Hopefully, we'll have to take 7 seconds.
Down to 7. Grant puts a move on the guy. He's going to try to hit our baseline, and I think he got fouled.
Yeah, he did. Ball.
Yep, he was holding That's going to be a foul on number 10, Corey Walls.
3.2 seconds here. We'll try to get something here.
Like Smitty's going to come back in. Might for a little offense, possibly.
Smitty coming in for Owen Shane.
Let's get a good shot off here. Yeah. 3.2 seconds. We should be able to run something.
Get a good screen.
Get it to Grant. Grant up and off. The back of the iron. Rebound. Oh. Hit by Clayton. No good.
Out at it. Nice job.
All right. Well, we hung on by the...
Wow.
A little bit of our skid there. We lead by 1, 46-45 after three quarters in the books here at Rockford, Ohio. Port Recovery 46, Parkway 45. We'll be back in a bit.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
More time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
All right, partner, here we go. Get
her back.
Hold on.
Going to be a wild one here.
here.
Indians up by one, 46-45.
The Panthers had 23 at half and just put up a 22-point quarter. That put them back in the game real fast.
I tell you who did it. Was old number 5 over there. Not number 5.
Number 20.
Number 20. Absolutely.
It was hot.
Sober.
He's feeling it. He wants the ball.
Yeah, he wants it on every possession.
Frank Yankee working hard right now, trying to guard him. Boy, they just lit it up there that third quarter.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds.
Out of bounds. He did call it.
All right.
He got bumped a little bit. I mean, I don't think Smitty didn't do anything wrong. He just kind of ran into him and lost his balance, went out of bounds.
Turn over Parkway. Indians get their first try here in the fourth quarter. The Indians, we got Barrick and Peyton Judy in there. Grant can have Pete Clay Schmitz.
Couldn't get the handle on it. I think they got a layup there.
Blaine Toby.
He's taking it right at this kid. All right, let's go, Indians. Let's get a bucket here. They're stepping up a little man to man. Well, right now, Blaine Toby's got a great matchup down there.
Yeah, he could win taller
than a kid that's guarding him.
There's a drive by Derek. He's going to go in with it, and he's going to get fouled. He's going to go to the line shooting, too.
Boy, he's night and day better tonight, too.
Totally different.
Oh, totally different player. Playing well.
Yeah, right now, you're right. The matchup for us is inside with Blaine Tobin.
Blaine's got a little guy on him.
Sober's guarding Peyton. He's about the same size, and he is all over him.
Yep. Attaboy, Derek. Not the first one in. Makes the score 47-45 on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard.
Second one up. Rolls in and out. That's a rebound by Blaine. Looks like he stepped out of bounds. He got the position on that boy and tried to flip it out.
I saved it.
Yep, I saved it. Parkway now with the ball. They bring it down across the timeline. Looks like the Indians are going to play man-to-man. That was going to go out to Slusser for three. Slusser drills it.
Parkway's got their first lead.
Yes, sir. Parkway now 48, Indians 47. We saw it.
It's Bezor saying it too.
Absolutely. So Blaine comes around, gets set up. Peyton finds him, feeds him, and he scores. He needs to take a quick lead back, 49-48. That's a matchup we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think if they're going to keep that matchup, we got to too. Keep attacking it.
Another three at it by the left-hander, and he nails it from the wing.
Boy, they are on fire.
Number 10, Corey Walls, nails another three for Parkway, and I'll tell you what,
they got a bunch
deep
of three
corners.
Yep. That's a long three.
Now with a two-point lead for the Parkway Panthers, the Indians, and Grant's going to fire one out.
He
nailed
Grant.
The three. Back-to-back.
I'll
tell you what,
right,
what a ball game we're seeing right now.
This is some offense right now.
52-51, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Indians lead by one.
Actually, really good defense, too. Just great.
Oh, I know. It's not like we're not playing defense. There's one in McKinney. Kenny's going to take it off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Tate Beauty.
Our sixth defensive man there in the backboard.
Absolutely. Come on, boys. Let's build on this lead. Nice move by Grant. Grant goes up, and it's going to be blocked.
That was staring him down on that, too. I didn't know if the referee was like that or not. I thought he fouled him, too.
I thought he bumped him with the body and kind of got Grant off balance.
Yeah. I'm sure him and Grant are going at it pretty hard. I know Grant guarded him on the offensive.
Yep. Well, they chased him.
All right,
here's
Smitty.
Nice job off the glass.
Nice inbound play there.
54-51 in favor of our Indians.
All right, let's go. Let's tee it up and get a stop.
Parkway with the ball. Working against now. We're back into our 1-2-2 zone.
Yep. Just got to know where your shooter is.
Over now from a long three from the corner. He misses that one. Rebound play
set. Let's cool him off a little. That's good.
Now we're down under five.
Come on, Purple. Let's get back.
Indians lead by three. Let's see if we can't build right back off of it. I tell you what,
that's a body. 22 can't guard Derek, but they let him run into him.
Uh-oh, that's going to be a foul.
22 got caught.
That's going to be on Slusser, yep.
He's kind of looking like a little bolt
running back
now.
Out there instead of a point guard.
Here comes the big boys back. Looks like Baxter and Kenny back in.
I tell you what, if we can battle through that push that they had a good run there.
I mean, that was And they got the lead, and we didn't get flustered.
We came back down and answered. They got the ball up. Nice job
right there.
Great inbounds play. Good pick and a nice lay-in by Grant Kanapinski.
Good job.
Goes up with his left hand. Hughes comes down coast to coast, and he lays it in.
Took it right down the middle. Somebody's got to take a charge there, step in, and stop him.
Somebody's got to stop the ball for him.
Absolutely.
56-53 now.
All right,
let's Indians with a three-point lead, yeah.
Wonderful. This is a great game. Great game to watch.
Great game. There's Giddy with the ball at the top of the key. He's going to take it again. He's trying to go in and bowl.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness. He goes in there, puts his head down, and then backs up and makes the left-hander off the glass. 10 points now for Derek Jeudy. Nice game.
Boys have a good game.
Timeout, Parkway. Timeout, Panthers. We'll take a quick break here.
It is
58-53.
Be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100 and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday night, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with the winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Covered businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Hazales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping.
Here we go. All right, Faye, here we go. 4 minutes to go. Indians lead by three.
The Wangler Hardware scoreboard, 58-53.
They mean they're up. We're at 3-2. We're switching defenses.
We're kind of giving something different.
Long three ball right there by number five, Mason Baxter.
Let's get a bucket.
Here we go. Indians now have a 5-point lead and the ball. Calling for traveling.
I don't know if somebody used one.
I don't know if it looked bad.
It was open, and then the Hughes boy just rushed up there, and it kind of stopped him, and he walked.
Here we go. 3 minutes, 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Indians lead by five. Parkway with the ball now. On the wing with Hughes. He throws it across to the other side to Stober. Back out to Hughes at the top of the key. Over the back.
Parkway being patient.
Yep.
Our zone looking good.
Now we're in the 1-2. Now we're in the 1-2-2, I
think. Yep. Went back into that. Just got to kind of recognize who the shooter is.
Yep.
Kenny way out there.
Kenny from the side, and that's going to be in and out.
That's got to be our ball, don't it?
Yeah.
They're not too happy, but I think that's a no doubt our ball.
I'm not sure what the problem was there.
It looked to me like it was no doubt. They shoved Blaine in the ball. Everybody went flying.
Well, Panther fans are upset about it, but it looked to me like it was a good call.
I thought so, too.
Now we're going to have our first.
We're going to full court a little bit. Looks like a little diamond press.
Indians get it across, and they get it over to Grant.
Grant
on the wing. Back over to Petey. Petey's not going to take it to the hole. He goes up.
And
it doesn't go. Doesn't get fouled.
He's going to shoot two. He's going to step to the old Hall Brothers foul line and shoot a couple here, Petey. Just be confident. Get a 7-point lead.
Well, that'd be big, wouldn't it?
Sure would. 2 minutes, 44 seconds left. 58-53 on the Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Petey steps up at the Hall Brothers foul line, shooting two. Attaboy, he's got the first one.
24 points now for number two, Peyton Jeudy. Next one up, off the early iron.
A little short.
Rebound Hughes.
He don't like the stop. Stop ball. There we go. At least make him run a minute or so off the clock.
I agree.
Yeah, I got
Blaine. That's going to be a foul, Blaine.
That's a good call.
Blaine was being aggressive.
Yep. He just didn't quite get his feet moved.
It's only the third foul here for the Indians in this half. 6-4 the Parkway Panthers.
Good, actually. A really clean game.
Well, it's been a fast game.
Yeah, fast game. Fast pace. A lot of good shooting. Let her fly, boy. Yeah, you got her.
That actually a great game to sit there and watch.
Yep.
Parkway gets it in. He's just going to bring it up to the top of the key. Set up their offense.
Ooh, Derek about that.
We cooled the sober kid down a little bit. Now he gets the ball. He's putting the move on. Block. I thought that was a charge.
Surely not going to count the back.
I don't know. Bladen was sitting there.
My goodness, he hit him with it before he shot it. Count it.
Oh, my God.
Boy, they're getting some stalls there.
Whew. I'm going to have to disagree with that one. First of all, I thought it was a charge. Second of all, it was way before the shot.
Dogs were there, and he put his shoulder down, hit him, and then after they fell down, took another step, and scored.
So Stover's going to get the bucket, and he's going to go to the line for the end one.
The line.
Try to make it
55 score right now. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go. On the home run player.
Up and no good. Right. Rebound lane. Scoreboard. All right, baby, here we go. Come on, let's get a bucket here. Up four, 2 minutes to go. Parkway coming out in the half-court trap. Petey gets it down to Derek on the baseline. Derek throws the ball.
Derek
just threw one about 100 feet. And the basketball
court. That's not what we wanted.
All the way across the baseline, over Grant's head and out of bounds.
Minute 59, we're up by four. Come on, hang on there, Indian. Come on, Purple.
Parkway with the ball. Now they bring it back across the timeline.
Whoops, we got a wide
open corner.
Yeah,
we got one of
them. And he's really good. Mr. Baxter. Mason Baxter nails another three. And it's 59-58.
Parkway fans are getting on their off their seat. Our defender,
we're going to call timeout.
Our defender fell down coming out there. And he had a wide
got a bad break there. He slipped coming out trying to get to him, and he got a wide open look in the corner and drained it.
Drained it big time. We're in for a barn burning last minute, 42 seconds.
I'll be back in a little bit.
And he'd lead by one.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, Aaron, we're back here for the last minute 42. That's an exciting ball game here tonight. Clay Schmidt's going to take the ball out for the Indians. He gets it into Derek Jeudy. Derek picks it down. He's going to be trapped in the baseline corner. Timeout.
Boy, you hate to use your timeouts on that.
Gosh, dang it.
Derek's got to stay out of those bad spots.
He dribbled himself into that hole, picked the dribble up, and he was
right down there, and that's not what we want.
We'll just keep it right here and talk about the Indians. They're going to take a full timeout on it. But I tell you what, Harold, this has been a tale of two halves. The Indians played a tremendous first half.
They sure did.
And we haven't played a bad second half. Parkway's been hitting some
just been
long shots.
You know, the first half, I think the Kenny kid had 13 and the rest of them had 4 points. And now you look at the scoreboard and it's 11, 11, 12, 13. And very balanced scoring on this team. And they're knocking threes down. Everybody is.
That's exactly right. The Kenny kid only has... He's not in the ballgame right now, but I don't think he scored much more than maybe a bucket in the second half, has he?
No, he hasn't done as much second half, but boy, the Stover kid picked it up. And this Baxter kid's been down in the corner and knocked a couple, two or three threes down, so.
Hard shots.
Yeah, tough shots. I mean, we've been playing hard, but this is going to be a fun finish here.
Yeah, absolutely. This could go into OT here the way this has been going.
Yeah.
But we've been on that odd number where we haven't tied things up, but it's easy to get there.
We just got to, they're kind of throwing that trap at us, and we got to be able to maintain
our
composure.
We've got a couple fouls to give, so we can play pretty aggressive deep.
Yeah, we can get after it. We really need a bucket here.
Yeah, the next foul for Parkway, we'll go to the line. So, coming back out on the floor, Derek's going to take the ball out below. recovery
all four
zone
guys
bucket.
Wide. We got a slow play here, huh?
Now we can't get it in. Now we did finally get it in the play.
It is.
Off the Schmitty at the top. Now Peyton Jeter at the top of the key, about half court line. And that's going to be a foul on Dylan Hughes.
Nice job by Peyton. Kind of swung his hip out a little bit, so they ran into each other.
He's fouled the foul. That's exactly right.
He's very good at drawing fouls.
He made the foul.
Yep, absolutely. The Hughes kid did a pretty good job defensively, but he was just a hair slow getting out of his way.
He did it that quick.
Swung his hip over and got the foul. Nice job by Peyton. Now, knock a couple free throws down for us, Peyton.
Yeah, we need a couple points here real bad.
He's going to step to the old Hall Brothers foul line. In a little pressure situation here. 127 left. We're up by 1 point. Just your 101.
I believe he's got him.
Yeah. I like the guy that's at the line.
Absolutely. Derek Giddy back deep here for the Union. Grant Kanacki about to have court line.
Yep.
We got Clay Schmitz underneath for a rebound. And we got Lane Toby down there. His shot is up and good.
Let's get us up three now, Petey.
Yeah, the way they're hitting them threes, they can tie that up.
Real fast.
25 points now for number two, Peyton Jeter. Second one is up and good.
Got it. Had a one. Petey.
Let's see what the Indians go into here. If they're going to set back in that zone.
Yeah, they are.
I think we are.
Almost with me. We might see them come out in a little trap or something.
Yeah, they're a little aggressive.
A little bit.
One possession game here. Hughes with the ball at the top of the key. He gets it over to Stover. Stover back to Hughes. Patiently going here. Down to a minute five left in the ball game. Indians up three.
Nice job by Derek.
Hang on to it.
There you go. Attaboy, Petey.
Derek knocks it away. Now Petey's got the ball, and he's dribbling around the top, and he's going to be.
Time out.
It's going to be a jump ball. I tell you what.
Time out in there quick.
Petey spun around. They come up and threw that blind trap at him, and he kind of lost the ball a little bit. Derek dove on top of it, and we thought we got the timeout, and they call a jump ball.
Derek dove in there, got a hold of it. Looked like he had possession of it, but then looked like Parkway tied him up. They called the jump ball instead of the timeout.
Yep. Luckily, possession Indians.
Let's just be strong here with the ball. Let's get the ball and see if we can't make some free throws. Make them value, boys.
Clay Schmitz with the ball right at the half court line. He gets it off to Grant Kanacki.
Don't forget about the time. Keep counting.
Man, I thought Grant might have carried that one time there, but
we got time
there goes Derek. He's going to drive in. He's going to come back, and that's going to be a foul on Parkway, and Derek's going to go to the line shooting a 1-1.
All right, Derek.
And ends up three. Another bucket here would be big.
Would be really big. Just give me one. Let's get it up by four.
Yep. He's got to make the first today. One, and we're going to get one.
He's going to step up to the Hall Brothers foul line and shoot 1-1.
Derek's having a good night. First one is up and off the rim, and that's going to be rebound Parkway. And here comes Dylan Hughes in a hurry. He comes all the way down.
Guard that perimeter, fellas.
Back out to the top of the key. It's going to be timeout Parkway with 28 seconds to go.
Here we go.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the last 30 seconds of this ballgame. Indians up 3, 61-58.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
I got it. Here we go, Pete. We got 28 seconds to go. Parkway's got the ball.
We got two fouls to give here. I'd like to see us be awful aggressive on the defensive end.
Looks like we're going to come out in the man-to-man here.
Yep.
Parkway gets the ball into Hughes. Hughes brings it out to the top of the key to set things up.
They're going to try to get Hughes in underneath.
Yep. Yeah, well, I guess Sober. Now we're going to set it up over number 5. Number 14's got the ball over. Hughes going to take a shot. Here comes Sober.
Off the back of the iron. Up, rebound goes to Kenny. Back out to number 5. He shoots a 3. He's going to be no good. Rebound. Let him have it again. He goes back out for a 3 and shoots it short. For recovery, finally gets
Indians
the rebound.
Win it.
That's going to be the ball game.
Yes, sir. Indians win it. Wow, that was a beautiful shot to the end there.
Woo!
Great hustle by the Parkway kids. They were getting the rebound, running out to the three-point line, shoot it. They had plenty of time. They just didn't realize it.
Oh, my God.
It took three shots.
Three three-point shots. And
tough shot,
and the guy with the hot hand took two of them.
Yeah, Soaps thought he could knock a couple in.
And the other guy, number 5, Mason Baxter, took one, and he was kind of off balance. But
yeah,
lo and behold, the Indians come away with a, wow, an exciting 61-58 victory.
Big win, big win.
Holy cow. Indians are happy right now. They're going into the locker room. They're fired up.
They needed that W. That's going to even our record up to 2-2, right?
Absolutely. Tough game right there for the Parkway Panthers now. They've lost 3 games, and all of them have been pretty tight games.
They played strong in that game.
They're good.
Yeah, that's a good team. I'll tell you what,
if we played like we played last Friday night here tonight, we get smoked.
Oh, they'd get us. That's absolutely our career.
So thank goodness we came out with a lot more aggressiveness and set the tone early. And,
boy, we did it.
That's what won the game for us. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, they came out of the gate at halftime and just put a barrage on us and boom, 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 they're back in the game. They took the lead at one spot. Their fans, their crowd went crazy. And we withstood it. We did a nice job of not getting too panicky and came down and under control and got the lead back and never gave it up after that.
That might be the most impressive thing of the night is the way we kept our composure when we got down.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that we could have folded, and we did. That was a great job by us.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, nice game by a couple of the Indians, great games by a couple of the Panthers. And
yeah,
we'll take a quick break here, Reese, and we'll see if the coach comes out and wants to talk to us a little bit. We'd love to have him on, and we'll see what he has to say about the victory.
Yep.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back. I think we're going to have the coach coming out here in a couple of minutes. I'm sure he's pretty tired out there.
Sure, yeah.
I think we got a... Well, what's our post-game thing? Quick recap of the game and the Miracle Lanes post-game show.
Miracle Lanes post-game show.
Thank you, boys, for sponsoring the post-game
show. Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Peyton with 26, Grant with 15, led the Indians tonight, but pretty balanced scoring after that.
Yeah, we had 10.
I think Derek had 10.
Judy had 10 or 11, yep. and... I tell you what, it was a nice team win tonight. I tell you what, we needed that.
We were just talking, and Reese brought up a pretty important part about the technical that came in the second quarter against Parkway and their assistant coach. Would have made a lot of difference at the tail end of that ball game.
Exactly right. It's a different story if you're out there trying to get 1 point instead of three.
That's exactly
right. Even 2 points instead of three.
That's exactly right. It's easy to kind of forget something that happened in the second quarter, but that might have been a huge...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, if you've ever coached and you're on a bench like that, there is an intense play, and you're in an intense atmosphere like that. It is hard. I mean, assistant coach has got to know, that, hey, I can't get up, I can't yell at the officials, I can't do this stuff, I got to help these kids. But, everybody's human, and you get excited, and you jump up, and it's like, are you kidding me? What a call. Whoops. I just got teed, and
sorry for you not saying this seat right here and announce the ball game.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just jogging, jumping around. I'm sure the fans at home crowd love to do it. They're like, what are they saying?
Yeah, what are they talking about?
But it's fun to get excited. It's fun to watch a good game, and we've got to watch a good game.
Well, it was.
We needed it. We did.
Because after last weekend, we took a couple losses there, I didn't want the team to get down because we knew we had a good athlete.
It's early in the season, and you're going to have some stale moments when you play, but hopefully now we're going to get going.
What we got, Reese? We got the coach coming over?
Coach might be sneaking in.
Here he comes. I see him walking around. We'll take a quick break here, Reese, and then we'll talk to Coach here and see what he wants to talk about. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Absolutely.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim Tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim Tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hey, we're back here at Parkway. We got Coach Bayshore with us here tonight. And Coach, congratulations on a great victory. We needed one for the MAC, huh?
Yeah. I told the newspaper, anytime you can come on the road and win one in the MAC, that's a feather in your cap.
That's a big feather.
Especially with the way this league is this year, I think you're going to see a couple losses, maybe still win the thing. I think people are just going to beat up on each other when they're at home. And that's a really good Parkway team. They shoot extremely well. They gave Crestview everything they wanted last Saturday, so we knew we were going to get, they've been used to getting their tails kicked in, and they finally got some kids that can play over here.
Absolutely.
That's the best team we've played all year.
Oh, absolutely, I think too.
And that was a good win for us. That's a really good win for our kids.
Well, we came out aggressive in the first half, and Harold and I talked about it. The difference from last Friday night to this Friday night was just like a totally different team. The way we came out, we went to the rack and we took it to them instead of waiting on West teams.
Yeah, we worked on that Wednesday and Thursday in practice, things like that. It also helps, we watched film on the Versailles game. And we started out like 1-for-10 from beyond the arc, so it helped they were going in. But, we were getting really good looks. I thought at Versailles we forced things a little bit. We got the ball inside. We missed some bunnies. It could have been a lot bigger lead at that.
Right. Absolutely.
But you're exactly right. Our kid, Derek Judy, was phenomenal getting the ball to the basket tonight. And just little things like that. Blaine's always cleaning up on the board. I think they only had like two offensive rebounds till the last possession. I think they had 17.
Yeah. It was like they got the rebound again. They're going to run it back out to the 3-point line. Turn around, shoot it again. Miss it.
Get the rebound. Sure,
they're
crazy.
Extremely good basketball team.
They are.
Coach Hughes has been around for a really long time. So that 1-3-1 was a little bit unsettling for us. We didn't see that on film.
Well, speaking of that, Coach, I think defensively, I thought you did a great job job of keeping them off balance. I mean, it seems like we went from man-to-man to zone, back to man-to-man to zone. I thought you did a great job there.
We've been struggling. I don't know what it is. I mean, part of it's the kids that we lost who could really play man, so allowed everybody to slide off to somebody not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nate always took the other kid's best player, and he never touched the basketball.
Exactly.
You know, and
Bronny
was really good at taking the athletic post out of the game.
Yep.
So we got new guys doing different things, but so we tried to mix something up a little bit. We went a little 1-2-2 zone, or a 1-2-2 zone, almost a 3-2.
Yeah.
We're athletic enough. There's some things we've only had it in for 2 days, so we knew they weren't going to be ready for it because we hadn't done it yet.
Right.
But
you did a good job of it.
We moved in it, but there's things that we can do better. It's like I told the kids afterwards, I really like it as a change of pace here and there.
Yeah.
So we'll only get better at knowing where our zones are, where we have to be.
And finding shooters, I'm sure, is a big thing, too.
To me, it definitely changed their offensive outlook. When they would come down and think we're going to be into that zone, then we'd switch them back and zap them with that man. And then they get accustomed to that. And like Harold said, boom, we'd switch you right back to that zone. And just it definitely kept them off guard. But that third quarter, they came out and they were making hard.
They were on fire. Big 22-point quarter for them. But
yeah,
we played good D.
There was a stretch there when Noah was in there and he had a couple nice blocks.
Yeah.
We kind of came out and trapped him a little bit at the top of the key. Those were things where they creeped us in one that we got it back up to 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You know, they just wouldn't go away. But, you know, I told the kids in the locker room after the weekend we had last weekend to be able to hold on in a game like that says an awful lot about.
On the road, too.
On the road, what we want to be. Because, you know, we all had we still have high expectations, but we kind of got knocked back a little bit last weekend.
It's a bummer weekend.
Yeah, so we had to regroup, but to go through what we did last weekend and to be able to fight through some adversity tonight just shows you that those kids got a lot of heart. I'm awful proud of them.
All right.
Harold said it, when they got that lead and we kept our composure and fought back and then got it back to 5, showed a lot on our team.
Absolutely. And the other kid who won't be in the book is Owen Shane. You know, we made a decision. He's one of our better. He can play defense really well. He knows where he's supposed to be.
Give your big guys a breeze.
Just some minutes that we got out of him, especially against some more athletic kids. They didn't really have a true big. He was big for us tonight. When he was on the floor, he played some really good defense. He's only, you know, we're going to start working him in a little bit more. He does a nice job of being where he's supposed to be. He can play
good athletic kids.
Good one-on-one defense. But, I mean, to win on the road is something to be proud of in this league.
Darn right,
so
it is.
I'll take it in.
And like you said, this is not a flops team. This is a really good team.
So,
they played everybody they played tough.
Yeah.
They won a couple and had 3 tough losses.
And then we saw them this summer, and they beat Marion this summer, so we knew they were getting better.
Yeah.
The way they can shoot, they're going to be with anybody all year long.
Absolutely.
We were fortunate. Our kids played well.
I'll tell you what, I love the intensity tonight. I thought you came out from the get-go and got it going. And I thought the one thing about you changing the defenses up, sometimes you get in the zone and then the offense will get a little stagnant too. And it seemed like when you got them playing hard D and the intensity picked up again and right back at it, we went again.
That's exactly right, Harold.
Hats off to those kids. I mean, we can preach all we want about them doing this, but they got to want it. And, you know, they were just as upset last weekend as everybody else was.
Absolutely.
They have to, you know, they had high expectations and still do. So credit to my boys for coming out and being ready to play.
Fighting, absolutely. Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Sure.
Appreciate you coming over to talk to us.
Coming back Tuesday night?
Absolutely.
Tuesday night, we're going to play South Adams. Is that correct?
Yeah, we talked to them in the locker room. You know, we went over there and stubbed our toe last year, so that's something that we owe them a little bit. So
give them a little payback.
Using that for some motivation for Tuesday.
Get back on the top of that 500 mark.
There you go.
That's what we want. So
great job, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Good luck on Tuesday night.
Fun having you guys in the Spike Lee seat here.
Yeah, man.
We were great. It was great seats.
Kind of love that, yeah.
Absolutely. Good luck Tuesday night, Coach. Give him hell, buddy.
We'll see you then.
Reese's going to give you a couple of quick commercials to end this thing up.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, Reese, I think we're going to wrap things up here for the Indians. They come away with a road victory here.
Hey, road victory.
And got a little crazy there at the end, but the Indians hang on. We win by three and
big W. Just like Coach said, you know, it shows a lot of character out of this team. You know, coming off of a tough weekend last weekend, you lose to a couple teams that maybe we were better than, and then coming out here on the road, getting down, you know, late, and then making a run.
It was awesome.
To hang on and win the dang thing.
It was awesome.
Great job.
Absolutely. Well, for Dave Kopp, Harold Feely, and Reese Rogers, the Indians win and go to 2-2 on the season. We'll be back at the next.
Next week we got Monday. We're going to have, I'll just give you the old update here. It looks like WPGW is going to simulcast us at St. Mary's on the girls game Monday night. And then Coach Bayshore's team, we're going to go, actually it's at home, isn't it? We're going to host South Adams. FR Radio will have that one. Friday night, boys at Wall Park with a simulcast game again with PGW. And then Saturday, the girls have our Canem in the afternoon. I think the boys will have Anzonia at home. So we got a big week of basketball coming up. Let's get a lot of W's for the old Indian tribe team.
That's right, Harold.
It's been fun.
All right, very good. We'll see you at the next game. Thanks for listening, folks.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.